WGCH News Center time is 8:21. John Iannuzzi, Matt Cahan in for Tony Savino. And as advertised, we're excited now to have Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and President Brian Tunney on the line with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're having a wonderful morning. And, you know, we've been telling the folks that you're going to give us an update that we have been anticipating for a while. And that is, I guess, let's start with the single family homes numbers here in town.
Sure. So for the month of August, we saw 62 single family closings of this year. Compared to last year, there were 64 closings, so really right on trend with where we were last year. Median sale price increased close to 7%, up to $2.8 million. That's up from $2.6 million, same time last year. Average days on market, 38 days compared to 77 last year. So that's a 50% decrease from last year, meaning that homes are, you know, those that are ready to go are moving very quickly. There were, in terms of new inventory, there were 37 new single family listings brought to the market in August 24. That is a 7.5% decrease in new listings compared to August 23 when there were 40 new listings. And at the month end, their single-family inventory totaled 153 units. That's a 1.3% decrease, so essentially just about the same as where we were at this time last year.
I guess, Brian, where are we compared to those historic highs that we saw a short while ago?
Well, we are, I mean, we're just supply constrained. Right now we have about a third less of inventory than we did pre-COVID. And what you're seeing is houses that are priced to sell are moving quickly. That's why you're seeing the days on market go down so substantially. And so that's what it is. I mean, we have quite still, it's a seller's market, though there are still a lot of buyers that want to move here into Greenwich. It's just a matter of them being able to find prices, homes that fit their price range.
And for those who are prepared to sell, what is your advice? What's the first thing they should do besides call you guys? What is the first thing that they should do?
Know where they're going. You know,
that's
understanding where they're moving to. You know, are they moving to a home that they already own, or are they moving into an apartment, or where they are? Because what you're seeing also is some deals falling through because the seller cannot find suitable housing.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. So the first thing, once you decide you want to sell, know where you're going. Because if you can't sign a contract to sell, you know, the buyer can't move either.
That's incredible because I having moved in the last, you know, during COVID, it's disruptive. That's for sure. Even if it goes smoothly, it's, you know, it's a stressful time. So to hear that, that's really, wow, that's a tough situation to be in. What about the condo market?
So in terms of condo numbers, we saw 21 closings reported across all areas of Greenwich in August. That is exactly on trend with where we were last year, so 21 closings. Median sale price increased to 26% to $1.15 million. That's up from $912,000 the year prior. And average days on market was 72. That's a 67% increase from 43 days the same time last year. In terms of inventory, there were 16 new condo units brought to the market in August. That's an increase compared to 13 new listings in August of 23. And at month end, condo and co-op inventory totaled 36 units across town, and that's a 10% decrease from where we were in August 23 when there were 40 units available.
WGCH News Center time is 8:26. We are speaking with Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and President Brian Tunney. And Matt, you had a question?
Yeah, I have a question on a few things here. The first one is that how would you say that in terms of when the upper end of the market, when they change hands, how long are they on the market usually for, like the properties that are, let's say, between $5 and $10 million?
Right now, it's approximately 6 months. This is the first time we've gotten there over the last 2 years. It was between 3 and 4 months, and over $10 million right now. It's closer to 8 or 9 months. In backcountry, it's much more than that.
And would you say that just going to the opposite end of the market where you have condos and co-ops, how long typically are they staying on the block for?
If priced right, they're gone within 30 days, 30 to 60 days.
Wow.
They move very quickly, similar to the single-family homes. Don't forget, when we're talking average days on market, you're including homes that and condos that have been on the market for 3 months and more, and others that are sold within a week or 2 weeks.
And are you seeing a lot of people still moving up from New York City?
Yes, we are.
I know, like, the spring and summer, these are busy selling times. What is autumn considered? Is this normally a slow time?
No. We're busy through November. Slow down in December.
Slow down around the holidays.
Yeah. Slow down around the holidays, but people have to move. They're moving here for jobs, and as well as, you know, we're having a lot of families moving up because, you know, just living in the city, it's a much tougher on the families. You know, clearly it's nice to be in a home and in the country or in the suburbs with great schools.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, I didn't even think about that. If you have to move, it doesn't matter what time of year it is. You need Stacy.
Right.
You need Stacy and Brian to help you.
That's right.
Exactly.
All right, guys.
Yeah,
we really go ahead.
Oh no, I was just going to say, yeah, there are always life events that happen, whether it's marriages, having families, divorces, new jobs, deaths. You know, whatever it is, there are cyclical natures to, you know, people needing to move. So
yeah.
It remains to be seen what else will come.
Well, I know you'll tell us. And how do we get in touch with you?
So you can find us at GreenwichRealtors.com. You can search all of the available inventory on our website, and it'll also allow you to connect with any of our members, all of our great realtors, including Brian Tunney, our president. So please feel free to reach out, get information. And like you said, the first step should be, if you're thinking about buying or selling, call a realtor, get familiar with the process, and you'll have great success.
Stacy Lowe, Brian Tunney, thank you both so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Always interesting information that they bring.
Yeah, real estate.